Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Scott. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting third. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Bowling. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich Childs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. Carew moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Childs who is chasing the ball. Bowling reaches third base with a triple. Torres goes all the way around to score. It's Blue Jays, 1, Twins, 1. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive towards short. Torres reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Staggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jefferson Bostock moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chiles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. Chiles reaches second base with a double. Bostock scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chiles moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chiles scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 1 in the game. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bolling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Willis now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Staggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shiles. Staggs reaches second base with a double. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staggs moves to third. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Velez is hit by the pitch. Alwood's pinch runs for Otto Velez. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Woods moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell strikes out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-2 in the game. Ault hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Ault reaches third base with a triple. Staggs scores. Woods scores. Rader goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Blue Jays. Tom Johnson now pitching. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ault. The slide. Weiniger applies the tag. Ault is out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Al Woods now playing right field. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall scores. It's Blue Jays, 5, Twins, 5. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil moves to third. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Shiles is hit by the pitch. Adams moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bolling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt fields it and throws to third for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a line drive towards left. Scott catches it and throws to second to double up Randall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams hits a line drive towards short. Torres reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dan Ford now playing right field. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Ault takes first base on ball 4. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Hector Torres. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Steve Bowling. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.